yeah, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me.
All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to get into this third guy. But before I do that, real quick, I want to read this out of the Chicago Tribune. The judge rejects the bid by Tony Rezko to delay the fraud trial. The lawyers for Tony Rezko lost a bid to postpone the politically connected businessman's upcoming fraud trial because of media reports about the case. District Judge Amy St. Eve denied the defense request to delay the March 3rd trial because of pretrial publicity, court records show. Rezko's lawyers filed a request under seal, and St. Eve handled the matter Thursday in a brief hearing that began behind closed doors in her chambers and was not publicly announced in advance. Rezko's attorneys had no comments following the hearing. Also Thursday, St. Eve declined to bar the testimony of the government's key witness, Stuart Levine, who pleaded guilty to scheming with Rezko to extort investment firms seeking state business. Now, Levine has alleged that Rezko, a former advisor and fundraiser for Governor Rod Blagojevich, plotted with him to solicit millions of dollars in illegal payments and campaign contributions. Rezko's lawyers sought to bar Levine's testimony, arguing that an FBI summary of his statements made it possible or impossible to determine when Levine might have been inconsistent. The defense argued the format would make cross-examining Levine too difficult. Now, in another filing, the defense argued that Levine was an unreliable witness because of alleged drug problems. Some prosecutors countered that the government had met its obligations under the law. Court records show St. Eve also declined to reconsider Rezko's bond on Thursday because he's been jailed at the Metropolitan Correctional Center downtown since late last month after the prosecutors raised concern that he was a flight risk after discovering a $3.5 million overseas payment to Rezko. This is one of Obama's good friends, folks. But that's not the coup de grace. Now, again, I want to invite you to go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and right there, boldface on the front, up February 18, 2008, there's a title. The top story says, Sleaze Charge. Quote, I took drugs and had homo sex with Obama, unquote. I'm going to go into that one. By the way, I'm opening up the phone lines for your questions or comments, 800-313-9443. I'm going to go through this on Larry Sinclair. This one just came out, folks. WorldNet Daily. Larry Sinclair accuses Barack Obama of homosexual acts and drug use in a video posted on YouTube. Now, you can go into my website and click on it, and you can watch the video for yourself. And by the way, this guy has filed a case in federal court and is willing to take a polygraph test to the tune of $100,000 because he says this is indeed true. Now, the question is, okay, is it true, or is this some kind of a scandal that's being brought up by the Clintons? Well, we both know, as what I've read from Judicial Watch, both of these people are corrupt as the day is long, so that's questionable. It's up to the individual to decide, and maybe we won't find out until he goes to court. At any rate, let's see. The electrifying presidential campaign of Barack Obama faces a new challenge when a Minnesota man who claims he took cocaine in 1999 with the then Illinois legislator and participated in homosexual acts with him. Is it true? Is it not true? This guy's willing to take a lie detector test. He swears that not only, well, tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I'll continue with this. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Call in with your questions and comments. I'll be right back.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into this story. I'm going to go to a caller first. Let's go to LG in Texas. LG, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, LG.
RV. I'm in Obama.
What's that?
I like your information on Obama. I think he's more dangerous than Jimmy Carter. You know, he just appeared out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, and the question arises, why and how did he appear out of nowhere? And, you know, digging through, and again, with all of these guys, LG, as you know, you got to peel away the onion, and I thank my lucky stars for knowing Larry, you know, that we took Hillary down the trail last week, and Sergeant Ted Sampley with McCain, but Obama's just as bad. And what sickens me, it just sickens me to death, LG, is that we've got a guy here that is just pristinely perfect as far as always voting constitutional in the name of Ron Paul. They're not giving him the time of day, and they're lying and they're cheating him. They're telling us that he's running very low in the polls, which we all know is a lie. Okay,
right.
Yet they throw these three scumballs in the front of the pack. Just makes me sick.
Me too. You know, I'm a chat room. You know, I could put vote Ron Paul just for the few that are there right now. But I just wanted to say you're doing a fantastic job, and Obama's really dangerous. And at least with the other two candidates that are supposedly front runners, we know their history. And we don't know what Obama's going to do.
Well, I'll tell you what my hopes are. I'll tell you what my hopes are, because I've done an expose in all three of these, and my hopes are that we can kick them all out, and Ron Paul, you know, miraculously will come to the forefront, especially if we can get enough people in this march on Washington.
Yeah, if I had the money, I'd go. I just can't afford it.
Yeah, well, that's my hope, is that we can bring him back into the forefront of this picture, because, you know, one man can't do it alone, but I'll tell you what.
He's not the Messiah either.
But it's a big step in the right direction.
It's the only step in the right direction in years, 100 years.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what, wait till you hear this one, okay, because I'm not done with Obama yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anything
else?
I'll
go and turn the radio back on. So.
All right. Thanks, LG.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right. Phone lines are open. Yeah. All right. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. This is the latest charge on Obama coming out of World Net Daily. Larry Sinclair accuses Barack Obama of homosexual acts and drug use in a video posted on YouTube, which is also posted on my website, and you can go in there and have a look. When his story was ignored by the news media, Larry Sinclair, who went to the news media first, folks, made his case last month in a YouTube video, which has now been viewed more than 250,000 times. And when it was still ignored by the media, Sinclair filed a lawsuit in Minnesota District Court alleging threats and intimidation by Obama's staff. Sinclair, who says he is willing to submit to a polygraph test to validate his claims, will now get his chance, thanks to a website offering $10,000 for the right to record it and $100,000 to Sinclair if he passes. My motivation for making this public, he says, is my desire for the presidential candidate to be honest, Sinclair told WorldNet Daily by telephone. I didn't want the sex thing to come out, but I think it is important for the candidate to be honest about his drug use as late as 1999. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, but I believe Obama had stated that he experimented with drugs in high school but hadn't taken any since then. Sinclair, who lives in Duluth, Minnesota, and describes himself as, quote, gay, claims he, quote, personally engaged in sexual activity and personally used illegal drugs in November 1999 with the man who is now the leading Democratic presidential candidate. He claims the activity took place in the back of Sinclair's limousine and occurred again later in his hotel. Sinclair also says he personally no longer uses drugs. Now, in his lawsuit filed last week, he charges his civil rights have been violated by Obama and the Democratic Party. Named as defendants in the case are the presidential candidate David Axelrod of AKP Message and Media in Chicago and the Democratic National Committee. Sinclair charges Obama smoked crack cocaine in the limo while Sinclair snorted powdered cocaine provided by the legislator. He says the two met in an upscale Chicago lounge before leaving in Sinclair's limousine, where the drug use and sex took place for the first time. Sinclair says he is a registered. Now, in this particular article, let's see, he's 46. He claims to be physically disabled. He was not physically impaired in 1999 when the alleged incidents with Obama took place. This particular article, he does not depict specifically what kind of sex acts. However, in the video, as you watch it, folks, you will see what kind of sex acts that this guy allegedly performed on Barack Obama. Now, is it true? Is it not true? That's anybody's guess. Because I'll tell you what, from what I have read here on these scandals that are going on, not only with the church, which would lead a critical thinking individual to believe that it's a distinct possibility that Obama's really a racist. Now, I'm not saying that he is or he isn't, okay? I'm saying that he has some very, very curious ties, especially when Reverend Wright is, by his own admission, his, quote, mentor. But aside from that, his close friendship, of which he's denying now, with Tony Antoine Rezko, that dates back 18 years, and some of the nefarious business endeavors that Mr. Rezko has got into, along with Barack Obama, you know, coming into this real estate deal with him, plus the political ties that they have. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you folks, but I seriously smell a rat here. And now we have this latest allegation made by this Larry Sinclair, who has now, and again, you know, is it true, is it not true? I don't know. I, you know, with what I read out of the Judicial Watch, you know, it's possible that the Clinton campaign could have put this guy up to this. I don't know for sure, because they're both as corrupt. I mean, you know, pick your poison. Which one do you think is more corrupt than the other, as far as I can see? But the bottom line is this guy has actually filed a lawsuit, and on my website, you can go in there and read it. Down below the article, there's three pages of the suit that he's filed in federal court. So if it isn't true, then why would this guy file a suit in federal court, offer to take a lie detector test? And I believe it's YouTube video has put up the $100,000 for this guy to take a lie detector test, and he has offered to do so. So I'll tell you this much. If this guy is not telling the truth, he's certainly going to great lengths. I mean, wouldn't he have to kind of be an MK Ultra prospect if he thinks he could go in and pass a lie detector test if none of this were true? But if you take that along with these other implications that Barack Obama has with the Reverend Wright in his church and Tony Rezko, I mean, is it three strikes, you're out? I don't know. But here's another horrendous thought to ponder. Is this what Hillary Clinton or the Clinton campaign was referring to when they said back in, I think it was in December, that something major was going to come out? There was going to be a major scandal that was going to come out on Obama. Is this what that is? And if so, would this not then again put Hillary Clinton miraculously in the lead? And if that's the case, then remember what Larry Nichols said on my show last week about Hillary Clinton. Okay, what we've got to do, I mean, these people all play dirty pool, and I'm not one to play dirty pool, but the truth is the truth, and I want to bring out, you know, for the sake of your own determination, so at least you know what we've got going here. We've got Hillary Clinton, and we all know the scandals that she's gotten into. We've got McCain, who's got this this questionable past with his prisoner of war episode, and now we've got Obama with Tony Rezko, with his affiliations to this church, who his mentor is a good buddy of Farrakhan, gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award, and now this latest thing with Mr. Sinclair here. This is the choices that we have, folks. We have the choice of doo-doo, caca, or now excrement. Now, as I've said before, it doesn't make any difference which one we would pick. We all get pooped on. And this is all the more reason why we need to step up to the plate. Go in and watch that video on Ron Paul, the one that YouTube rejected. Go into my website and watch that video. As a reminder of what we have to do, of who this guy is and what we have to do to get this man in office, okay? Now, we can do it, folks, all right? But we can't do it just sitting there crying about it or saying, oh, my God, Ron Paul, he went back to his congressional campaign and he's turning us down. No, he's not. He's still in the race, all right? And all three of these front-running candidates have enough garbage on them that any of them can get taken down. Not only that, but I did a little research on Huckabee. I'm not done with him yet. But here we've got, you know, Huckabee, who's had 14 ethics violations. And I can't even remember now, but there's some other scuttlebutt on him, which I'm going to do a little bit more research about. I may report on him, may not. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is this. What we've got now is we've got three front-tiered, front-running candidates that are all just as dirty and corrupt as they can be. All right? And it's up to us to get rid of them. It's up to us to educate the American people as to who these people are. And the only way we can do that is to have you go out, tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, you know, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, whoever, anybody that you know, to go in to RBN, listen to the archives of this show and those two shows I had last week, and let them go do the research for themselves. Now, the momentum is building, all right? And I'll tell you what, I may have mentioned this the other day, but I went to drove across town last week, and I have to tell you, folks, everywhere I look, I see Ron Paul signs. I don't see Hillary Clinton signs up. I did see one McCain sign next to a Ron Paul sign. But these signs outnumber the other candidates, you know, 100 to 1. Not only that, I talked to my buddy in L.A. He says they're all over the Orange County as well. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. 800-313-9433. Be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up from the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All of this junk, all of this crap, all of these scandals going on, folks, all this corruption going on. And do you think mainstream media reports anything? Now, the only reason that was there any mainstream coverage of any of this stuff on Barack Obama is because it was in Chicago, and the Chicago Sun-Times and the Tribune picked up on it. But do you think anybody else anywhere, any of the mainstream media, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, anybody's going to cover this stuff? No. Why do you think that is? The same reason why they're not covering Ron Paul. And we're on the subject, talking about corruption here. I mean, let's not just take a look at Hillary, and let's not just take a look at the Barack Obama, but let's take a look at Nancy Pelosi, our luminous Speaker of the House. Remember what I had read to you originally when we're talking about what happens when these candidates get in office and the hands that they're greasing? Representative, and this is out of Judicial Watch, Representative Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Pelosi, who promised a, quote, new era of ethics enforcement in the House of Representatives, snuck a $25 million gift to her husband, Paul Pelosi, in a $15 billion Water Resources Development Act recently passed by Congress. The pet project involved renovating ports in Speaker Pelosi's home base of San Francisco. Pelosi just happens to own apartment buildings near the areas targeted for improvement and will almost certainly experience a significant boost in property value as a result of Pelosi's earmark. Earlier in the year, Pelosi found herself in hot water for demanding access to a luxury Air Force jet to ferry the Speaker and her entourage back and forth from San Francisco nonstop, an unprecedented request which was wisely rejected by the Pentagon. And under Pelosi's leadership, the House ethics process remains essentially shut down, which protects members in both parties from accountability. And boy, do we need accountability. Now, I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, folks. In reading through here, I think I read that George Bush vetoed that Water Resources Development Act. But that does not disregard the fact that Nancy Pelosi stuck that earmark in there for a million dollar gift to her husband, Paul, in that $15 billion water resources. So whether she got the money or not does not discount the fact that she tried. Okay, this is what we've got. I mean, can you see how we need to broom these people? This same lady, Nancy Pelosi, the same lady who was running on the Democratic ticket back, in the vote in November of 2006, where there was going to be a change there. And wasn't she touting impeaching Bush and Cheney and talking about how nuts they were and we had to do something about it? And as soon as she got in office, the first thing she declared is impeachment is off the table. They're in lockstep, folks. I don't know. Are you as sick of this as I am? I am so sick of these people. And I look at what we've got in office right now, okay, and I look at what we've got as a choice coming up, and I keep going back to the same thing. What are we going to do without Ron Paul? I mean, the top 10, let me read these off to you. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton on the list of the top 10 is the most corrupt politician. We all know that, okay? Larry Nichols has exposed that. The Clinton Chronicles has exposed that. Number two, Representative John Conyers, violating House ethics rules. Now, remember, Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House right now, and the ethics process remains essentially shut down because of her. Now, did any of us know that, or did any of the American people know any of this prior to voting for Nancy Pelosi in the 2006 election? I doubt it. Okay, but we know it now. And it's up to us to spread the word. We have got to get these people out of office, and we've got to put people in office that are credible, they're honest, they're constitutional, okay, and they carry the Constitution in their back pocket, like Ron Paul. Senator Larry Craig, one of the most shocking scandals of 2007. He's number three on the list. He was caught by police attempting to solicit sex in a Minneapolis International Airport men's bathroom during the summer. Remember this? I mean, this stuff is rampant, folks. Dianne Feinstein, a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee Subcommittee on Military Construction. She reviewed military construction government contracts, some of which were ultimately awarded to URS Construct Corporation and Perini, companies that were then owned by her husband, Richard Bloom. And guess what? Feinstein and Pelosi are good buddies. I wonder why. While the Pentagon ultimately rewards military contracts, there is a reason for the review process. The Senate Subcommittee on Military Construction's approval carries weight, and Senator Feinstein, therefore, likely had influence over the decision-making process. Senator Feinstein also attempted to undermine ethics reform in 2007. Well, I wonder who told her about that. Maybe Nancy Pelosi, since she's got it effectively shut down, arguing in favor of a perk that allows members of Congress to book multiple airline flights and then cancel them without financial penalty. Judicial Watch's investigation into this matter is ongoing. As I read, I mean, this just stinks, folks. Now, I have to commend again, and I went into the website a little while ago, wearechange.org. I commend these guys. They're following them around. They're busting them. They're asking them point-blank questions in their face. When we get back from the break, I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got more. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And as I mentioned before, I went into the break. I always commend these guys for WeAreChange.org for getting in these politicians' face, the candidates, the people that are currently in office. And We Are Change exposed Rudy Giuliani, brought out to the forefront about the firefighters and the radios on 9/11. But even beyond that, Giuliani is number five on the Judicial Watch's top 10 corrupt politicians because he came under fire in late 2007 after it was discovered the former New York mayor's office billed obscure city agencies for tens of thousands of dollars in security expenses amassed during the time when he was beginning an extramarital relationship with future wife Judith Nathan in the Hamptons. ABC News also reported that Giuliani provided Nathan with a police vehicle and a city driver at taxpayer expense. All of this news came came on the heels of the federal indictment on corruption charges of Giuliani's former police chief and business partner, Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2006 to accepting a $165,000 bribe in the form of renovations to his Bronx apartment from the construction company attempting to land city contracts. Oh, and by the way, and I'll just throw this in there, don't forget that Giuliani's law firm is the law firm for Centrus, and that's the people who are putting the Trans-Texas Corridor in, you know, privatizing our freeways and converting them into toll roads. But I'm not done. Number six, Governor Mike Huckabee, another one of these pristine presidential candidates. Huckabee enjoyed a meteoric rise in the polls in December of 07, which prompted a more thorough review of his ethics record. According to the Associated Press, Huckabee's career has also been colored by 14 ethics complaints and a volley of questions about his integrity, ranging from his management of campaign cash to his use of a nonprofit organization to subsidize his income to his destruction of state computer files on his way out of the governor's office. And what was Governor Huckabee's response to these ethics allegations? Rather than cooperating with investigators, Huckabee sued the State Ethics Commission twice and attempted to shut the ethics process down. You know, these people, they're all in cahoots together. For, oh, and not only that, you know, Tyson Foods, remember them? Go back to the Clinton Chronicles. Tyson Foods, heavy campaign contributor to Huckabee. Not only that, but he's got this wonderful idea about immigration, okay, and that is ship him back over there and then get him back and ship him all out of the country for 3 days to 2 weeks and then bring him back. But I'm not done yet. I'm going to skip over Scooter Libby. We already know about him. But let's go to, and some of these similarities with Obama will ring true in this one. Number 10 on the most corrupt list, Senator Harry Reid. Over the past few years, Reid has been embroiled in a series of scandals that cast serious doubt on his credibility as a self-professed champion of government ethics, and 2007 was no different. According to the Los Angeles Times, over the last 4 years, Reid has used his influence in Washington to help a developer, Havy Whittemore, clear obstacles for a profitable real estate deal. Profitable real estate deal. Can you say Tony Antoine Rezko and Barack Obama? They're both developers. Isn't that curious? As the project advanced, the Times reported Reid received tens of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Whittemore. Whittemore also hired one of Reid's sons, Leaf, as his personal lawyer, and then promptly handed the junior Reid the responsibility of negotiating the real estate deal with federal officials. Leaf Reid even called his father's office to talk about how to obtain the proper EPA permits, a clear conflict of interest. They're all guilty, folks. They're all guilty. And these people are occupying residence in Washington, D.C. Now, remember what I read to you originally at the beginning of this show? Okay, yes, Obama is new to the Washington establishment, but it appears that he has learned quickly how business is done in the political arena. Because they're all doing it, and they've all taught him to do it. If you look at these and other politicos named in Judicial Watch's list, the pattern becomes obvious. Someone gains a position of decision-making power or influence in government through the help of others looking for favors, grants, and contracts from the government. And once the person gains office, he or she returns the favor by pushing for beneficial legislation for their sponsors, or they garner earmarks for friends, relatives, and cronies and secure government contracts to improve land adjoining their own private properties. And that's not just, that's Harry Reid, okay, that's Barack Obama, that's Nancy Pelosi, that's Dianne Feinstein, it's all of them at taxpayers' expense. These are the people that we have occupying the residences on Capitol Hill, folks. Those who help the corrupt politician attain office get the benefit of their newfound position, and those who didn't help are ignored, and those who oppose them earn their wrath, i.e., Ron Paul, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show. In a perfect world, this would be called influence peddling. Politicians who claim to represent the little guy and stand up to the big bad corporate interest are playing a game of political soap opera. What are we going to do about this, folks? Well, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I had Larry Nichols up on my show last week, as you know, talking about the Clintons. And evidently Larry's got an idea about, you know, he claims that he was instrumental in getting Hillary, or excuse me, getting Bill Clinton elected as governor of Arkansas. He's got some ideas on getting 10 senators and 40 congressmen, new blood in office, getting rid of some of these people. Remember, it's the 40-40-20 deal. 40% are Republican, 40% are Democrats, 20% are undecided, and it's that 20% that's going to make a decision, or it's going to influence the vote. That is, if the vote, if we can fix the fix of the vote, okay, to gain an election. So we've got Bev Harris working on the black box voting and the fraud and the scandal that's going on in there. But in the meantime, we've got to focus here. We've got to focus on getting Ron Paul elected. We've got to focus on getting some clean, clear, honest people in office that are going to make change here. Because if we don't, it's over. It's over. I don't know about you, but I spent this entire weekend going through research. As I said, my friend in Los Angeles sent some of this stuff over here for me to review. And the more I read, folks, the sicker I got. And I've only been awake for a couple of years. You all know that out there, okay? But as I continue to peel away the onion, I never know where the center of the onion is because it's so stinky. Every time I peel away a layer, it disgusts me. We've got one guy that I know of that is constitutional, Ron Paul, and they're ignoring him. And what else do they do? Oh, and by the way, have you heard Dennis Kucinich is going to put in a resolution, I believe, for a new independent investigation of 9/11? Wonder how far that'll go. But mainstream media, mainstream corporate media, totally ignores this stuff. They don't pay any attention to it whatsoever because the mind-numbed American public is so dumbed down that they don't know the difference to begin with. And instead of focusing on that, instead of going after these people, instead of exposing these people, and instead of getting rid of these people, what do? They grill Roger Clemens on taking steroids, human growth hormone. Who cares? Who cares if Roger Clemens took steroids? I mean, what a waste of time. Henry Waxman. Okay, I mean, here's an article by Scott Ritter. The congressional hearings just grilling Roger Clemens, a professional baseball player nicknamed the Rocket. They spend all this time grilling this guy, trying to find out if he stuck a needle in him, as opposed to exposing this magnanimous corruption. What do we do here? It's up to the people. It's up to the people. You know, there's a march being organized, and I don't know whether they've determined that it's March 31st, which is what, a Memorial Day, or whether it's July 4th. But at any rate, I'm going to be there, and I would hope that every one of you out there, if you have the ways and you have the means, and there's a website, I can't find it off the top of my head right now, I wrote it down somewhere, but it looks like they are organizing this thing for a Ron Paul March on Washington. And it looks like if you do not have transportation, it looks like they're carpooling. And, they're trekking across country for those people who cannot afford to fly, carpooling across the country. And I'll tell you what, folks, I would love nothing more than to see, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million people there. Now, I know what you're thinking. All right, we saw this happen last year before when they had the demonstrations with the Hispanics, the Mexican people that were out there demonstrating, or anytime there's a demonstration where against the war, they always downplay it. They'll always tell you that there might be 100, 200 people there when there's really 10,000 people there, or they build it up when it's the Hispanic community and they'll tell you there's 1 million there when there's only 100,000. Okay, so they play us with that. But I don't know that they would be able to ignore, if we had 1 million or 2 million or 5 million people there with the alternative media as well, how could mainstream media ignore this? And when I drive through town and I talk to my buddy out in Los Angeles who says everywhere he looks, there's Ron Paul signs up. Everywhere I look, here in Phoenix, Arizona, there's Ron Paul signs up. Everywhere you look in your community, do you see Ron Paul signs up? What's going on here, folks? Everybody I talk to that has a brain says they're voting for Ron Paul, okay? And if they don't tell me that they're voting for Ron Paul, if somebody pops up with Huckabee or what do you think of Huckleberry or whatever, within 5 minutes of talking to me, they're voting for Ron Paul. But I'm just one guy. And RBN is a network of, what, 33 hosts, okay? And the other networks out there, you might have, I don't know, alternative talk show hosts, maybe 100? If that, I don't know, okay? But we can't do it all, folks. So I implore you, you know, your friends, neighbors, and relatives, invite them to RBN. Educate them. It's up to you. We can't do it all. I don't want you to sit there and complain because I know we can pull this off. We can pull it off if you get in the arena, if you get into the fight and you help us. But you've got to help us. We can't do it alone. And I visualize, and I'm sure that you guys have too, but I visualize a country with Ron Paul as the president. Keith Olbermann maybe as a vice president. Okay, I don't know. You know, pick your vice president. I visualize a country where there's great strides that are being made to right the wrongs that have been that have been perpetrated on the American people and as well as the citizens of the rest of the world here. I visualize, you know, pulling the troops out. They're building how many military bases? 14 military bases and a green zone over there that would choke a horse for permanent bases over there, for permanent residents, so they have the ability to attack from the Middle East, anywhere they wish. And you know where they're targeting. They're targeting Iran. I visualize, you know, my ultimate dream would be to pull these people out. Okay, to make reparations. We owe this country, we owe the people of Iraq an apology. We've killed over a million of them. Well, we haven't killed over a million of them, but this administration and the people that are jerking their chain is responsible for the death. They have the blood on their hands for over a million Iraqis. They are responsible for over 4 million displaced refugee Iraqis. And it's up to us to stop. The entire world is watching. And I put it up on my website, and it's still there somewhere. It's buried. But I told you, I don't know, what was it, a month ago, 2 months ago? You know, there's a website that you could go in worldwide and vote for the presidential candidate. And the vote came in from countries all over the world, and Ron Paul beat every other candidate. He had more votes than all the other candidates combined. Which tells me that the rest of the world is watching what we do. And the question is, are you going to do something or are you going to do nothing? Because if we sit and do nothing, you know, for tyranny to succeed, all it takes is for good people to do nothing. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I'm not doing nothing, okay? Now, if Ron Paul loses, it certainly isn't going to be because I didn't try my darndest to get him in the office. And I hope you feel the same way. We can't just bury our head in the sand. We can't just turn around and say, oh, it's just no use, yada, yada, yada. And it takes me back, when I watched that video, it took me back to a more comfortable time when John F. Kennedy was in office. And I'm wondering exactly, and maybe some of you guys can help me out, some of you older people, because I was just a young teenager then. I'm wondering how John F. Kennedy got elected. He obviously got assassinated, so the powers that be back then didn't like him. Okay, so how did he get elected to begin with? And if he can do it, why can't Ron Paul do it? Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive here. I don't know. But I've got a dream today, just like Martin Luther King said. I've got a dream that Ron Paul is going to get elected. And I've got a dream that our troops are going to come home. And I've got a dream that we're going to make reparations, which we should do, to this country that we bombed the heck out of. And I've got a dream that we're going to turn this country around, get rid of the Federal Reserve, and get rid of the IRS. How about you? Do you have that dream? Just think of the prosperity here. Instead of throwing your hands up in the air and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do, the media, mainstream media. You know what? Screw the mainstream media. The mainstream media hasn't helped us. And the alternative media is the media now. Okay? And we're the reason, folks. We are the reason. We're the ones, the alternative media, is the ones that push the media, the mainstream media, to a point where ultimately they have to report on something. Okay? Now, they may try to spin it, but it's the pressure that we put as the alternative media on the mainstream corporately owned media. Otherwise, they wouldn't report anything at all. I'll take you back to, what was it, last year? Last year when, what channel is it? CNN. CNN. Entertainment Tonight. I can't remember the host's name. But put Charlie Sheen on there. When Charlie Sheen came out and said 9/11 was an inside job. Remember that? Okay. He was on three nights in a row, I believe. And then they had Ed Asner scheduled to come on the following night. And they called Ed Asner up mid-route from his automobile and said, forget it, he's not coming on. And they took that host off. They put him on a later night edition. They didn't take him off. They moved his show, Entertainment Tonight, okay, and they substituted him with Glenn Beck. Do you remember that, folks? Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hey, George.
How you doing, Mike? I hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, I did. How you doing?
Yes. You know, the thing is, I kind of envisioning, and people don't seem to realize, I said, I predict there's going to be a mutiny at the Republican convention.
There's going to be what?
I think there's going to be a mutiny. I think the delegates are going to revolt on a convention floor. Because I really think that the leadership in the party are going to be exposed as betraying the rank-and-file Republicans. You know, with John McCain and all these shills that they're saying, choose this guy, choose our man, and they're trying, like, through lying, stealing, and cheating, trying to get John McCain in. And I think before the convention time comes, I think it's going to be exposed, and they're going to look, and I think there's going to be egg on their face. Like, it's going to really, really expose that these people betrayed the American people.
Well, we can only hope, George.
I mean, you look at, like, other delegates, like in Florida. Ron Paul supporters outnumber all the delegates.
Ron Paul supporters are outnumbering everybody all over the. I mean, you know, the popular vote on Ron Paul outnumbers everybody else 10-1. Hold on, I'll hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, George. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll be back with a final segment after these messages, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com.
Dell.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with George from Florida. Now, George, let me show off my naivety here. Okay, so we go to the Republican National Convention, provided that, you know, George Bush doesn't launch another, you know, H5N1 bird flu or, you know, a suitcase nuke or something. There is a convention. Oh, we go to the convention and the delegates mutiny. What happens then?
Well, I kind of think like John McCain and all the leadership is, I think, after the convention's over, I think they're going to want to evacuate Minneapolis, St. Paul. But I really think the betrayal of these people is going to be so evident that I cannot see. You know, but it's just like in Arizona or Oklahoma. I cannot understand why John McCain won. These are the two states with the most toughest illegal immigration law. And this man with Senate Bill 2611, I mean, Senate bill, you know, with this stance on amnesty, how could he win states like that? I really think there's a lot of treachery, chicanery.
Oh, sure there is. Matter of fact, there was right bold face in the Arizona Republic, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, it says that the police department now is pulling over, you know, they're checking immigration status on any arrests. There was a new law that was put into effect January 1st of this year that if an employer is caught employing an illegal alien, they can be prosecuted and fined for hiring the illegal. So Arizona's cracking down. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of Hispanics that are moving out of this state now because of the legislation that has been imposed and because of the crackdown here. So yes, you're right. You know, for John McCain's stance on immigration, plus the fact that they're alleging that he won Arizona. Either these people totally have their head in the ground, or there's a lot of vote fraud going on, one or the other.
Well, the thing is, I got it documented, and I'm calling them everybody in all 50 states, and their priests in their supervisor elections. My parents have been dead for over 2.5 years, and guess what? And they were nonpartisan people. They weren't Republicans, but all of a sudden, in 2006, and this election, 2008, I found out that they switched their party Republican, and this last election, they voted for John McCain, and they've been dead for 2 years.
They've been dead for 2 years, and they switched their party and voted for John McCain.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm just, you know, the reality is from as we've watched this and we've watched these primaries go on in, you know, New Hampshire and Iowa and so forth, obviously there's tremendous vote fraud going on. And I would quote Bev Harris. I believe that she said there was a criminal organization that she had found that was running this the voting campaign in New Hampshire. And if we've got this to contend with throughout and we cannot get a handle on it and we cannot expose it, then we're lost.
That's why I say we have to expose it before the convention to sort of like put a dark cloud over the credibility and the integrity of these elections of John. Because I haven't found a person that likes John McCain in my party Republican meetings. They want this guy out of the race. And they can't understand, why is he winning? And, you know, just talking about my parents, yes, you got to be really, really brain dead to vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, when I run across people, you know, and I ask for their political views, the only people that I run into that are, you know, saying that they're going to vote for anybody but Ron Paul does not have a handle on the issues. They're just parroting what somebody else, their favorite, you know, television or radio talk show host told them on, you know, Rush Limbaugh or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, listen, we got to run. End of another show. Thanks for the input. I appreciate it, George. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. End of a Monday, folks. I hope you got something out of this, and I hope you invite your friends and neighbors and relatives, anybody that wants to vote for Obama, have them come in and listen to the archives of my show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report, and I'll be back tomorrow. And we've got, Jack McClam coming up Wednesday. So see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, folks. Bye for now.
around.